Simon Healy is a cattle farmer in Irene who is leading efforts for several townships to secede from Yankton County. Healy says the idea is to join Turner County, which he says is more friendly towards ag producers.
They understand how the ag district runs and how farmers, you know, what they need to survive, you know, and if you now our commission is putting, you know, as one chicken, you need to be state certified. If my niece down the road who doesn't have livestock on their farm. So if they brought one chicken into that, they by law should have a conditional use permit for that one chicken, and they'd need to be state certified every year.
In 2006, the Yankton County Commission created a new class of conditional use permit for anywhere from 1 to 299 animal units. However, there are no performance standards associated with that class, like manure management plans or odor considerations. The county's zoning ordinance is being challenged in court. In late 2018, three new county commissioners were elected over concern about concentrated animal feeding operation development. One of those new commissioners is Chair Dan Klemisch. Klemisch says there's been talk of leaving Yankton County in this region for years. He says it's unfortunate those leading the charge haven't reached out to county commissioners.
We've seen a huge influx of CAFOs. There are a lot of residents that are very concerned about that. There's additional roads that have to be repaired, and that increases taxpayer costs, but the benefits really only go to a small group of people. So there's a lot of skepticism throughout the county about more CAFOs, but in the ag areas, some areas in particular want to see some more of this type of development.
As for Simon Healy, he says the group looking to secede for townships in Yankton County will meet later this week to discuss further plans. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.